Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
Let's talk a bit about what you mentioned, which was the colorism. I actually had forgot that from the conversation that I had with Monique and also with Candace, because I wanted to learn, because, you know, I am, you know, it's hard for me sometimes to get in conversations a little bit too far because I am I'm light skinned. Okay. I'm trying to say it the politically right quick. You know what I mean? Like, I am of mixed heritage, and I wanted to know how. I specifically asked Candace and or Monique, how do you describe a darker complected person that's being aggressive like Candace? So, I mean, I feel like aggression is aggression. Just, do we not say someone's being aggressive because they have a certain skin tone? Like, I feel like aggression to me is you're being aggressive when you're talking loud, when you're pointing your finger in my face, when you're picking up things and throwing it. So, like, her interaction with Mia, she picked up lettuce and threw it. That's aggression. So are we supposed to find other words because she is, I don't even know what the other word, the equivalent to aggression is.
She's
being extra feisty.
Feisty, yes. Well, to be fair, this was actually a point that was brought up by Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that Wendy was applying, we all get a lot of people saying sideways stuff. People have said disgusting things about my hair, about my nose, about my forehead. I mean, all these features. And similarly, they have said disgusting things to Wendy and made comments about her skin tone that are just completely abhorrent. So I think that she was taking some of that outside stuff and bringing it into the conversation and applying it where it shouldn't really have been applied. Because yes, aggressive is just a way to describe a behavior. And, you know, like animals, like if a dog is barking, that dog is considered to be an aggressive dog. If a human, irrespective of their color, gender, is yelling and being argumentative and trying to provoke someone, then yes, you would consider that to be aggressive. So I think that was more so the way that was brought into the conversation was really a response to something that was being said on the outside and had been brought in.
And I think the term she used was like dog whistles, right? Dog whistling, like it's kind of like a term. People say certain things to describe darker complected people that's kind of camouflage, to camouflage their discrimination or their stereotyping of a certain group of people. I think that's what she was saying. And I think the reason why I said Candace was because I think when she brought it into the conversation, the reunion, I think Candace chimed in or the camera cut to her and she kind of like, And so I was just trying to understand it because it just is the complexities that exist within our own community in regards to complexion, to me, is so divisive. It is real. I'm not saying it's not real, but it's so divisive. And I think both sides, when people address it, have to be careful as to how they bring it up and if it's a truly valid complaint or a valid concern. Because when I watch the show, I don't see this, you know, blatant colorism going on. I mean, it is kind of a stark contrast, you three girl ladies and then Candace and Wendy. That is a contrast there, but I think that the contrast is also just because of they're coming in later when you guys have already bonded.
Right.
So it's not like y'all are clicking up because y'all are the light-skinned girls.
True.
And, you know, that's how I see it, but, you know, maybe I'm seeing it that way because I'm light-skinned. I don't know. I'm just
saying. That's true. But, you know, you're right. And I have never, ever dismissed and I have never tried to invalidate what they say. Yes, there is definitely a huge issue with colorism within our community that has really been brought on by history and has deep, deep rooted roots. Like it's very deep. But as far as the dynamics of our group go, I have made this abundantly clear that I love and respect all of the women as women, irrespective of their skin color or even their socioeconomic status, any of those factors, if I have disagreements with them, it is because of their actions, something they have said, something they have done. It will never be because of something that they cannot change.
Absolutely.
So what is interesting is that for Giselle, Robin, and I, we have very similar, we've dealt with similar things in our lives. We've all three been married. I'm currently married to a man who is successful. Like, he's powerful in his field. And so similarly, their husbands, ex-husbands are similar in that way. So I think that we have bonded because we have publicly dealt with infidelity. We have publicly dealt with trying to defend our relationships with our children. So that is what has made our relationship stronger. It has nothing to do with the color of our skin.
In that moment, let's go back to the reunion, the last reunion, when Monique pulled out her binder and then she began to read Giselle to filth. I have never, and I would say this, and I have watched a lot of reunions in my day. I have never seen anyone get read like that. It snatched me back. It was like Botox. It like snatched me. I became alert. I was like, I said, what is going on? And it was just a continuous methodical read of Giselle and her situation with her, what you call it, Pastor Holy Whore. I would never forget that.
Lordy, I know.
So how did you feel as a friend? Like, what was your thoughts? Did you feel like it was warranted? Did you feel like you were torn? Did you feel like the viewers needed to know an answer to this? Like, how did you feel in that moment?
Well, it was definitely a difficult situation because Mo is my homegirl and I do have history with Giselle and she has become one of my real friends. But what has been interesting is that Giselle has been so vocal about everyone's relationship. And so I don't know if she ever anticipated that she would be the topic of conversation in this way. And so when the time did come that she had to be the one to answer for a man. You know, like, you know, things have been said about Michael and things were said about Chris. Things have been said about Juan. So when it was Giselle's time, I think she was incredibly surprised. I don't think she ever saw that coming. But B, I could see that she was a little bit hurt. Like, I could see that because she's dealt with things so publicly. I don't know if I will ever understand the magnitude of what she went through with Jamal at that time. When he was unfaithful to her, when they got divorced, I couldn't even begin to understand how she felt. She's tried to tell me, and I think, you know, there's only so much that she can say to really help me understand, but she lived it. So I think she kind of was like feeling a little bit like it was reminiscent again, that was happening. But at the same time, she's a very strong woman and she was not going to let anybody see her falter. And you just have to admire that. Like, even if that shit was hitting the fan, and she somehow still kept it together and kept her poise. It was impressive. Giselle still maintained a composure that is really hard to do in that situation. And, you know, irrespective of whatever, you got to give the girl
some credit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that kind of threw me off was that when she put out the phone number, she read the phone number. Why on earth did Giselle say, yeah, that's it? I would have been like, I don't have his number memorized. I don't recall. You know, I would have said anything. I would have said, can I have some water? can I have a cookie? I mean, I would have did anything but to be like, she's like, yeah, that's it. I was like, bitch, like, how could you confirm it like that? And I would never have confirmed that number. I would act like I'm not good at numbers. I don't remember them. You know, that's why I ask people to put their numbers in my phone. She's like, yeah, this is it. I was like, oh my Jesus. And then Candace said, oh, that's unfortunate. <It's> like...
Candace always comes with the one-liners at the best time.
But the best one-liners though really do come from Karen. Karen, totally. You know, but she said, well, is he coming to the reunion? And then she said, no, of course not. I said, oh my God. It was just Monique threw it up and then Karen dunked it. What do we have in store for this reunion? Are the girls gonna get any closure?
Surprisingly, I feel that there was an instance of closure. I can't really tell you with whom, but there was a time of closure that surprised me. I think it surprised all of us. And there was a relationship that I think is going to be on the mend and could actually evolve. And I never thought I would be saying that about this particular dynamic, but it's possible. Definitely, of course, you know, having Nicki Minaj there was a really cool thing, super surprising to all of us when she came out.
Let's talk about that. Like, you know, I heard that she came out and played, you know, played Andy for a while. Did she grill you guys? What did you think of Nicki's, you know, her appearance there? And did she favor anyone in particular?
Nicki did an incredible job, first and foremost. That is not an easy thing to do, to come in and to be an interviewer, to interview all of us and like get into the trenches. I think that it was interesting because it was very clear that she has been an avid fan since season one. She was bringing up things from season one. I was like, what? Girl, stop. And that was really cool. You know, she definitely has people who she likes more, and that was very evident. And she said, and I give her this credit, even though she really did go ham on some of us more than others. I think that she really did say what she thought the fans wanted to hear, what she thought her fans wanted to hear. And irrespective of how we were going to perceive that, she did that. Like, she asked the tough questions, and I mean, the girl went in. Okay.
Wow. And do you think that you think that's going to add some extra spice to make people want to watch? You think that's going to be an incentive for people? I mean, because I think that, you know, Nicki has a very interesting personality. Some people are all the way here for it. Some people aren't. But maybe that's a part of this, the getting people talking.
I enjoyed it. Even being there and experiencing it, I really did enjoy it. And I think what is really good is she asked questions that a woman, especially a Black woman, could ask that maybe Andy couldn't ask.
Absolutely.
So it will add a different dynamic to how the that part of the reunion went. Like, Andy, he'll get to, like, he answers all the questions. Like, he gets to the crosses the T's and dots the I's. And then you had Nicki who came in and, like, she just sprinkled some sauce on it. Like, she did a little salt bay on that thing. And she definitely she added some pizzazz.
All the girls seem to have, like, all these different things that they're pushing and selling. What is your latest project? Is there anything that you're trying to get my Love Muffins to know about so they can support you? Or are you just in motherhood?
I'm working on a project now. Well, you know, motherhood is definitely a project in its own, but I am working on a project that I'm not quite willing to share yet, quite ready to share yet. Okay. But it is something that, to me, more than selling a product at this point, is I just want to help. I want to be of service in some capacity. So I am working on something that I feel will be helpful, will be beneficial to people in general. So that's what I'm working on. And I, you know, it's in the stages, and I'm in the trenches with it right now, but I am really optimistic about the impact that it can and will make.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear more about that. When do you go back to, I know you're currently in Los Angeles. When do you go back to the Potomac?
I leave tomorrow. You know, today I did the reel, which was so fun. I enjoyed it so much. I've always been a fan of the reel too. So to, like, be there and to see Garcelle, because Garcelle actually did, she did our first, when we first came to LA season one, she did our first set interviews when she was on Hollywood Live.
Oh, wow.
So me, Karen, and Giselle, we were there, and we were with Garcelle, and she was asking us about housewives. She's like, what's it like there? And now girlfriend is a housewife. I'm like, yes, honey, you're seeing it from a whole different perspective now.
Every angle.
And so, you know, it's just cool. A nice moment to, like, do that.
And it's cool because, like, I'm going to be appearing on The Real too very soon. So that's why I wanted to know, just to see how that was for you. So it's good to know that you had a good time. And that did all the girls do the interview, or did they break up into twos? Like, they'll do two and then you. And or was it like
we did a Potomac takeover for the week.
Oh, wow.
So we've all been here different days of the week. And I was supposed to be here with Wendy today, but unfortunately Wendy had a family emergency, and it's something that involves one of her children. So that's a very serious thing. So she unfortunately couldn't be here with me. So I was there today, and we played, you know, fun games, and it was just nice to be around that energy. So you're going to have a fantastic time. They're going to vibe with you and love you so much. Yes.
Thank you. Well, I think that's a wonderful way to end the show, because I have definitely enjoyed vibing with you, and I love you. And I think that everything that I see in terms of your energy, even your dance videos on IG, it just tickles me. And I love when you do that and share that side of you. And I really do wish you nothing but the best. And thank you so much for stopping by the Be Sky Show podcast. And I can't wait to see the reunion.
Thank you, B. I love you so much. I know you're going to enjoy that reunion. And I look forward to hearing your take on it, too, because I know you will not mince your words.
Absolutely. I'm going to give it to you straight up. No sugar, no cream. thank you so much. And love muffins. Thank you for listening. Until next time, double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on LoveBScott.com.